It's on the Newsmaker line this morning. Post-debate, the St. Mary's College communication professor, Michael Kramer, and we're looking at not only the debate last night. Of course, there's all the talk about the substance of the debate, and the politicos are dealing with that, but also Mr. Kramer is an expert when it comes to political communications, and there's so much more to the debate, especially in the modern age, where you can see and hear and look at the body language and the inflections and the facial expressions, etc. Mr. Kramer, thanks for being with us this morning. A lot of the pundits out there are saying that not only did Mitt Romney do very well last night, the instant polling, a lot of the pundits are saying he really performed well enough that this could be a game changer for him. Do you think it was that convincing?
I'm not sure I would go as far as to say a game changer overall. I think what it did was help Mitt Romney because of the expectations surrounding him going into the debate. So he had had a rough several weeks. A lot of people didn't think he'd do very well in these debates. He held his own. He was able to engage the president on policy in significant detail. And so I think that did help him out a lot. It was one of those debates that really didn't have any big moments, but it had a lot of little moments.
There were, of course, a lot of expectations about Mitt Romney trying to become a more, quote-unquote, a human, if you want to use that term, to be more of a relatable person, to be more of a person that the average voter could say, yeah, I know that guy, and I know he has my best interests at heart. How much of that was he able to accomplish while still sticking to his goals of focusing on policy?
Well, I think he was able to help himself a little bit there. I mean, I thought one of his good lines that he was able to repeat several times was that people are hurting, and he was able to deliver that line, I think, convincingly. Also, he stated, my priority is jobs. The president raised taxes and killed jobs. So those are the types of statements that he was able to deliver with conviction, and which I think maybe sent a message a little bit more than he'd been able to in the past, that he really is caring about the average person and would help them if he would be elected president.
Some of the networks were doing the split screen version where you would see the facial expression of not only the person speaking, but the person who was also doing the listening at the time. And it seemed as though there were many times when the president was caught either with a kind of a dour face or at the very least hearing something that you could tell just by his facial expression, he wasn't wild about what he was hearing and not necessarily disagreeing, just some of the statistics of where the country has been and where it's going and that sort of thing. Is that the sort of thing that he needs to be careful of more so in the future?
I think so. That split screen has caused problems for presidential debaters for a couple of cycles now, and I thought it was interesting that what the president seemed to be doing was taking notes a lot when Mitt Romney was speaking, but the way that the split screen was done and with the image just coming sort of from the chest up, it really just looked like the president was kind of hanging his head in regret when Mr. Romney was criticizing him. So I don't think that image really helped Barack Obama in terms of, showing himself being strong and confident.
Finally, one of the questions this morning that's been asked quite a bit is, since a lot of people actually don't watch the vote, and many of these are the independent voters, they only go off the analysis, since so much analysis is in favor of Romney this morning, will it make a difference for him?
Yes, I think it will. I think he'll probably get a bump in the polls because of his performance last night and the way that it's being analyzed and talked about. One thing that also will get talked about more, though, in the days ahead will be the substance of the debate as far as some of the facts and figures. So that will have an impact as well. So if some of the points that Mr. Romney was able to make end up being confirmed by independent analysis, then I think that helps him even more. But if it's a situation where some of the statements that he made gets a little murky in terms of their accuracy, then that might take back a little bit of the momentum. But at this point, it's helped out Mitt Romney quite a bit.
All right, very good. Michael Kramer, St. Mary's College, thanks very much. Time for the Osgood File.